In mid-60s Los Angeles, love was in the air. Not just the emotion, but the band, headed by the talented Arthur Lee. The band imploded after their third album, Forever Changes, which was recently reissued by Rhino Records. Rock historian Ed Ward has the story.
It was 1967, and Arthur Lee, the leader of Los Angeles' top band, Love, had decided he was dying. There was no real reason for him to believe this, and he's still with us today. But as he sat writing songs for the new album he owed Elektra Records, his thoughts were mighty dark.
Sitting on the hillside, watching all the people die. I'll feel much better on the other side of the I believe in magic. Why? Because it is so quick. I don't need power when I'm hypnotized. Look in my eyes.
Since 1965, Love had been the top band on the Sunset Strip, inheriting the mantle from the Byrds, who had become international stars and too big to play the clubs. Elektra Records, a folk label, had signed them for some reason and had had a good-sized hit with Little Red Book, which the band had gotten from Burt Bacharach. Their first album had done well, and a second album, Da Capo, came next. By this time, the band was in shaky condition, and the label recorded a long freakout to cover the second side of the record because they didn't want to wait for songs they figured the band would never deliver. But in the spring of 1967, to everyone's surprise, Arthur announced he was ready to record. Elektra looked around for a producer and found Bruce Botnick, who told them that he and his friend Neil Young from the Buffalo Springfield would do it.
In the morning we arise and start the day the same old way as yesterday, the day before, and for it all is just a daylight. All the rest, so do your best with chewing gum.
It took Arthur a while to assemble the band, but in June they entered the studio. By this time, Neil Young had to start work on the Springfield's new record, but it's thought that the Daily Planet, which we just heard, has elements of his arranging on it. Arrangements were important to the sound of this new record. This was an ambitious project and not easily reproduced live. Fortunately, besides being a brilliant engineer, Bruce Botnick was a good arranger and was working with Herb Alpert some at the time. It shows.
What is happening and how have you been? Gotta go, but I'll see you again. And oh, the music is so loud. And then I fade into the... Crowds of people standing everywhere. The street, I'm at the slop affair, and here they always play my songs, and me, I wonder if it's wrong or right, they come.
Because the arrangements were so complicated and the band, let's face it, so stoned much of the time, Lee and Botnick used studio players on a couple of tracks. But they soon realized that the music was so strange, so unlike anything any of the pros had played, that it would be easier to teach the parts to the band. And it was strange. Love had never been an easy band to classify, but Arthur's dread had produced melodies and lyrics that were odder than ever before.
Oh, the snot has caked against my pants. It has turned into crystal. There's a bluebird sitting on a branch. I guess I'll take my pistol. I've got it in my hand. Because he's on my land. And so the story ended. You know it all so well. Oh shit, you need I'll tell you. The ending.
One thing I haven't mentioned is that Arthur and the lead guitarist, Johnny Eccles, were black. Arthur knew Jimi Hendrix from his scuffling days and knew he couldn't compete with him, but he was determined to make it as a black man in a white scene in his own way. He'd also mentioned Love's top rivals, The Doors, to Elektra, and they'd signed them and recorded them, although the album didn't go into general release until the summer of 1967, when Love was already in the studio. The pressure was immense, and it would prove fatal to the band. It was also probably the source of Arthur's feeling of doom. In September, they wrapped up the recording, and in November, Love Forever Changes came out. As always, the band refused to tour outside California, and after recording another single, they fell apart. But few groups have ever exited with such a brilliant and enigmatic swan song.
Rock historian Ed Ward lives in Berlin. Love's album Forever Changes was recently reissued.